Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to another edition of The Download with your boy Nerd Solo over here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Got a lot of things I want to talk about, and I have to tell y'all, to be honest with y'all, this topic is real personal to me, so that would be...
Wow.
All right. Okay, so I want to talk about something that happened over the weekend. In social media. We was drug out in social media with Kamora Lee Simmons, her kids, and I just want to tell y'all why this topic is so means so much to me, because it is just practically what I do for a living. And what I do for a living is, that's why it looks like trash. I'm using the front camera here. Okay. Let me see. I got to redo. This is what happens when you rush in to do everything, trying to put things together at the last minute. So let me do this. I got to get this. I got to build up this, get this thing over here on YouTube so we can stream on YouTube. I kind of want to knock out two things at once though. So, do this. Let's go, Russell. We're going to bring this down. Just bear with me 1 second, guys. I definitely appreciate you guys being with me this morning on the Low with Nerd Solo. And this is a little bit last minute technical difficulties, but we'll get it together. We'll get it. Done with that. Yeah. And then what we got to do, we got to go down here. We got to pick. We got to pick us a microphone. And now we can go live. Okay, we got everything worked out. Got all the things kinked out. All right, so welcome to the show. It is Friday the 23rd. Thank God it's Friday. And I'm going to tell you guys, to be honest with you, this topic kind of punches me in the head, because it is a topic that is pretty much what I do for a living, the National Fathers League and the League of Dads. So I kind of got a lot of ammunition about what I'm about to talk about today. And what I'm about to talk about today is the fact that Kamora Lee Simmons, ex-wife of rap mogul Russell Simmons, had a family squirrel. And what she decided to do was she decided to bring that family squirrel to social media. She wanted the world to know that it was all about her being the great mom, and it was all about Russell Simmons being the bad mom. It was all about Russell Simmons not loving his children. It was all about Russell Simmons just being the bad guy. So we're going to talk about that today. And like as I stated, we're going to talk about that today because I have so much ammunition when it comes to the topic. This is kind of like, honestly, for this next 2 hours, this is literally going to be a walk in the park for me. This is not going to be something that I'm going to have to be scrambling for words. It is just really right up my alley. And what I'm learning to do in 2023 to keep things moving, to keep the brand moving forward, is I am learning how to find issues that is going on out in the public sector to make my point and to bring my points home when it comes to helping all of you individuals understand just what us fathers go through when we try to be just what fathers experience when we try to be fathers, number one. And number two, I want you guys to get it when I talk about the unfortunate of the mother that truly goes out of their way to kick dirt on fathers and try and feed the world that, in fact, that they are the grand fathers. As fathers, there's just absolutely nothing we can do as fathers, because as the mother, they know no wrong. As the mothers, and also as the mother, society is going to believe them. So let me introduce you to a narrative first, and then we'll get this thing started. Once again, thank you. Appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, you guys could be anywhere else in the world. I am broadcasting on multiple platforms right now. Of course, I'm broadcasting on the low with Nerd Solo on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and I'm also doing this thing over here on YouTube under Crime Supreme Speaks Facts Unplugged, and that is just what I do. I speak facts. So let's get into the juicy details. Russell Simmons, as you may know, was married to Kimora Lee Simmons. When they got married, let me see. Okay, so when Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons hooked up, they got married in December of 1998. And when they got married, they actually were seeing each other some time before that. And when there was a lot of speculation as to just how old Kimora Lee Simmons was when they got married. When they got married. Well, when they actually started dating, there was a lot of speculation. And that speculation was Russell Simmons was dating a minor. And it's kind of like the R. Kelly thing. What you guys don't know is the unfortunates of entertainment. And entertainment, it's not our world. If you're not into entertainment, it's not your world. The entertainment world have different rules, and they have different rules, and because they have different rules, they do things that you and I may say, hey, listen, and which is, that's not right, or, hey, what's going on with this? This is how it is in the entertainment. In the entertainment, the rules are different. I was actually in here yesterday watching to catch a smuggler over in Bogota, Colombia, and they was like, consent to marry a minor is 14. You can be a grown person and marry a 14-year-old over in Colombia. Wow, who knew? All right, so we're gonna just break it down like this. When Russell Simmons and Kimora Lee Simmons got together, they got married in December of 1998, and they were married for 11 years. I think they probably started the divorce process prior to the 11th year, because I really scratch my head when I hear about celebrities that are married over 10 years. As you all well know, if you don't know, there's a 10-year threshold. Once 10 years kick in, you owe them a lot more. As a man, you owe them a lot more than you would if you married them, if you divorced them prior to the 10 years. Once you go over that 10-year threshold and start reaching 15 and 20 years, they're invested and the rules change with your retirement. It's a whole different set of rules, all right? The one thing that I can say as an individual that is in the business of understanding family is Russell Simmons did the right thing by making sure Kamora Lee Simmons had income. A lot of men, the unfortunate things that they do is they are millionaires, and what they want to do is they want to keep their wives in the situation that they're in so they can maintain the strong suit. The best thing to do if you, in fact, the best thing to do if, in fact, you get married and you're a millionaire is to see to it that you enrich your wife with some type of wealth, independent wealth. And if your narrative is she's going to get rich and then leave me, I think that's what you want. All right, so we're going to talk about it here this morning on The Love with Nerd Solo on the Block Talk Radio Network, and, of course, over here on YouTube under Prime Supreme Speaks Facts Unplugged. Of course, I'm making little video inserts for all my other social medias. So they got married, and they had two children. And Kamora Lee Simmons did the typical thing a lot of you fathers experience on the regular everyday-to-day level, and that is the mother insists that the children have this extravagant lifestyle and expect and teach the kids to try and get the father to finance it. Yeah. Get the father to finance it. The mother sides with the children. And it creates a scenario. As I told you when I first started, this is right up my alley. The 2 hours that I'm going to be over here today will be without hesitation, will be out a shortness of curriculum to teach you guys. So we're going to talk about it, what Kamora Lee Simmons did over this weekend. What's going on, Jay? I got Jay over here with me on over on YouTube. Appreciate you for being here, brother. I see you. And so let's talk about Kamora Lee Simmons did, and I'm going to keep it in parallel to what Atiyah LaShawn Bradley did and what a lot of mothers are doing, and a lot of you fathers are sitting there trying to juggle the fact that you got to keep feeding the kids the I'm your daddy narrative and I'm nothing but an ATM. So please, by all means, just allow me to keep. No, that's not how it works. So why do mothers do this, as I stated? Why do mothers feed the grown children? Keyword. Why do mothers feed grown children a narrative of go out, collect, create an expensive lifestyle for yourself, and the father, a.k.a. in this term, Russell Simmons should pay for it, in other terms, you. Why is this done? People, there are two mind states. Only two. Unless you're mentally ill, there are only two mind states. It's not a grown person acting like a woman, a child. It's only two mind states, an adult and a child. Nobody says you're acting adultish. Nobody says that. Nobody says you're acting adultish. No. They say you're acting childish. So the only two mind states that there are, unless you're mentally ill, all right, adult and child. Kamora Lee Simmons will think that what she did last weekend by telling her children that when her daughter was getting on social media blasting Russell Simmons, What she did was she wished her mother a happy Father's Day. And then Russell Simmons stepped in and said, and instead of asking me why did not fight hard enough to be a father, why don't you ask your mother why did I have to fight in the first place? Children don't understand this narrative, as his daughter, Russell Simmons' daughter, did not understand this narrative. When the mother jumps in the conversation, do you think there's going to be an adult narrative? Or do you think the woman is going to jump into this conversation and it's going to be a childish narrative? Which one do you think? Well, Russell Simmons found himself in a family war, unfortunately, with his daughter. Russell Simmons found himself being in the middle. Here's a man that did right by his family. Here's a man that is now being attacked by a narrative that was created by his daughter and backed by the mother. So let me explain to you what you guys go through, and I'm explaining to you what you guys go through and how I experienced it firsthand. So let us come at it this way. You guys are in a relationship. You bear children. I'm not going married or just having a baby. You guys are in a relationship. You bear children. You're in a relationship, so there is some dialogue, there's some civil going on, because you're in a relationship, right? Relationship doesn't work out. Now, when a relationship doesn't work out, what you guys need to understand more than anything is, the woman needs backing. And she needs you wrong backing. She now needs to explain to the world you're wrong. And when she explains to the world you're wrong, you're going to be as a man, you're going to still be dialed in on we are a family. Yeah, you are. You're still going to be dialed in on that. You're still going to be stuck on, this is my family. This is just what happens when you break up. Oh, on the contrary, y'all are gone. That narrative is gone. What you need to understand is immediately after a breakup, especially when you're a good man like myself, Attila Sean Bradley left no stone unturned. When I went to Social Security to get a copy of my daughter's, former daughter, Social Security card, they told me that Attila Sean Bradley had informed them that I was not around. How do you cover all the bases of the Social Security Administration? I'm in there arguing with the Social Security Administration, a black woman, of course, because they're going to stick together. This is why I'm not in a relationship with my own mother. Never mind the fact that I fought for 11 and a half years to be a father, and she don't have a relationship with her granddaughter. What Attila Sean Bradley did, according to my own blood mother, was just another story. So I'm in there arguing in a Social Security office with a black female because of what Attila Sean Bradley told her. So much to the point when she took my driver's license. And I don't know if you guys know this, but they got, in the Social Security office, they got a book. And in that book, there is every counterfeit identification marker or identification marker in this case. There is a book that they have. Every identification marker of every state's driver's license. That lady took my license, went and got a book sat on there, met the market. She was looking at my, doing all that with my driver's license. She was finding and searching for a way not to give me a copy of Attila Sean Bradley's daughter, a.k.a. at that time my daughter. Was I successful? Boy, I was not giving up. I don't play that. I told y'all on so many levels. But you got to get out the mindset of thinking, oh, we still a family. We just might get together. What Kimora Lee Simmons did was show the public the protocol of the woman once y'all break up. And the protocol is I got to start. Russell Simmons is big. He's a mogul. Fat Farm, Baby Fat, Def Jam, Chris Groove, Run, DMC. Oh no. LL Cool MJ. She got to put in some work. Get Russell Simmons to now look like the bad guy. So much to the point where she starts saying, you're on the run. Oh my God. She even told Russell Simmons, you're on the run. Why does she do this? Why? Why does she do this? People, you got something to say? You want to call in and ask your two cents? You can dial in on the league line at 515-606-9566. I'm sorry, 9866. That number once again, 515-605-9866. You got something to say you want to add in? I appreciate you guys for being here. Excuse me. Honestly, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. You're listening to The Down Low with Nerd Solo, and you're checking me out over on YouTube under Prime Supreme Speaks Facts Unplugged. Listen, I know a lot of you individuals are going through this right now. You know you need help. It starts with a $50 consultation. You can text us over here at the League of Dad and the National Fathers League at 732-875-9111. Once again, that number is 732-875-9111. Lydia will get you set up with a $50 consultation. All you got to do is text $50 consultation, I'm ready, and we'll get you started with our one-on-one consultations. All right? I must say this. Out of the 100% of the one-on-ones that we do, 70% of the individuals don't need our help. They don't need to hire us for coaching services or document prep services. They don't. 70% of the individuals that hire, that do our one-on-ones, they got everything they need. They're okay. The other 30% go on to hire us, as I stated, for our coaching services and our doc prep services. All right? The League of Dads and the National Fathers League. That number, once again, 732-875-9111. We're talking about Kimora Lee Simmons today. And over the weekend, Father's Day weekend, of course, of all times, Russell Simmons got into a social media war with his family. Got into a social media war with his family, only for Kimora Lee Simmons to then tell him, you're on the run. So we're going to get to that a little bit later, but I want to continue to drive my point home about the narrative of what Russell Simmons had experienced. People... Back in 1984, 85, a singer by the name of Janet Jackson wanted to make a mark in the music world. So she wanted to make a mark in the music world by disassociating herself with the Jackson family legacy. So, I want y'all to listen to what I'm about to say. So in 1984, when Janet Jackson wanted to disassociate herself from the Jackson family legacy, she hooked up with the super producer duo of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And she hooked up with these guys, and she wrote a song and an album. And it was a kick-ass album. And what Janet Jackson, one of the songs that Janet Jackson made in this album, was "What Have You Done For Me Lately?" And the song "What Have You Done For Me Lately" became an anthem. In addition to "What Have You Done For Me Lately" becoming an anthem, it brought out into the open a narrative amongst women. And that narrative is, yesterday was yesterday. What have you done for me today? Started off explaining this narrative. I know what he used to do for you, but what has he done for you lately? And I'm going to tell you what I've learned, what Atiyah LaShawn Bradley taught me, and what a lot of you guys better take heed to. Atiyah LaShawn Bradley taught me that once a woman figured out where you work, how much money you make, your assumed potential, that woman will cash you out and go on to the next. That's why you guys do yourself a great injustice when you don't go through this nonsense and go do DoorDash on the side. Create more income for yourself. Go through this nonsense and open up a business. Detailing cars. Open up a business doing something. Just collect metal. Drive around and collect metal. Put it in the trunk of your car. Collect metal. Go to the thing, even if you only get $2. It's $2 you didn't have. I know you what you're saying. Yeah, but the gas you're burning, you're not getting what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're mentally creating another lane for yourself. This is why a friend of mine, Halsey Robinson, his mother told him, and I quote, "A woman will divorce you and take everything you got, have you living in a cardboard box." And and once that woman divorced you, have you living in a cardboard box, once that woman find out you live in a cardboard box, one day you will wake up in the morning and there will be a note on that cardboard box. She's taking you back to court because she wants the cardboard box. The narrative in which women thrive on. So when you break up with a woman, the narrative that you must understand, the narrative that you're on now, the curriculum that you and that woman is on now is not the curriculum of togetherness. It's the curriculum of, I'm going to squeeze you for everything you got. And I'm going to destroy you in the process. I'm going to destroy you in the process. Let me tell you guys the number one mental thing that I have to tell individuals when I'm doing my one-on-one consultation. I had an individual that was in prison. And he went to prison, and his child's mom went to prison and proceeded to tell individuals that he was in prison. He went to prison. And hold on a second. Okay, so what was I? So I have to tell fathers that you got to understand this narrative. And this narrative is what you got to understand. is if you've been to jail and you go to court and a child's mom is going to make it to where as though the fact you've been to jail as to the reason as to why you cannot be a father to your child, that's all good and dandy. That's a personal belief. But find me the scientific study that says because you went to prison, you cannot be a father. Because you guys, and I'm going to tell you why you need a $50 consultation. You guys to sit down there and listen to stuff and it'd be one way with you. For example, you guys would sit down there and let a woman tell the courts, you're the worst, you're the absolute worst, you're a bum, you're a scum, you don't do this, and then say, well, if I'm all these things, why would you have a baby with me? So, Your Honor, I want her tested just as she's trying to come in here and try to kick dirt on me and make it seem like I'm a bad person. Why would you lay down with a man like me? You guys need to learn how to do that. And you don't. You don't. You don't. You guys will continuously allow yourself to listen to the narrative of a female and then say to yourselves, oh, I got to try and fight this. That's not how that goes. That's not how that goes. You should not put yourself in a position where you're constantly thinking that the woman sets the tone and tempo, and she is exempt from it. You guys are great at doing that. You are. You guys are great at allowing women to think that they are exempt from the very criticism that they came up with in their mind. You guys act like criticism only comes from the woman. You guys act like there's just no narrative where you can sit down here and say to a woman, excuse me, you got a kid by a man that's in jail that did not marry you that put a nut up in you. And there's thousands of women that wouldn't have did nothing like that. That man didn't have a job when you met him. That man was a criminal when you met him. That man was selling dope when you met him. That man didn't have his license when you met him. That man was living with his mama when you met him. That man didn't have nothing going for himself when you met him. As a matter of fact, when you met him, he had two kids by two different women already before you met him. And y'all will sit down there and go to court and allow a woman to say all these things about you. And y'all will just sit down there and take it. I don't understand you guys. And the problem is, you don't even know. When I talk to you guys, when I'm doing my one-on-one with you guys are like, oh, that's right. Yeah, you are. That's why you need a one-on-one consultation. As I stated, 30% of individuals hire us for our document preps and coaching services. The other 70% get everything they need out of the $50 one-on-one consultation. It is amazing. It really is. 732-875-9111 is that number. You're going to text $50 consultation. I'm ready. Lydia will then jump on there, help you out, get you in contact with me, and then we'll get you started. We'll get you going. But that's what you guys got to understand more than anything. You guys got to understand that. You do. You guys got to understand that. You guys. What we've seen with Miss Carmela Simmons is a grand mostioso of the narrative that this woman felt as though she had every right to do. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to add this in there. I'm going to add this. If Kamora Lee Simmons was so grand at who she was, why did she keep the Simmons name? Why did she keep the Simmons name? She kept the Simmons name because, people, she's not stupid. She's not stupid. So that's a narrative as to where we're at. That woman said, Russell is not all that bad. And she said, I know just what I need to do to keep some strife, to keep my name associated with this man by keeping the Simmons name. People, you got to understand. You got to understand. I've talked about this many a times. You guys got to understand when it's over. You do. I'm using this situation with Kamora Lee Simmons, but the bigger narrative that's going on here more than anything is you guys got to understand when it's over. You do. You got to understand when it's over. You guys got to understand that. Studies show that women are the initiators of divorce. Studies show that women they get bored in relationships. Studies show, I'm going to tell you guys, I'll tell you guys this. I have a friend of mine who's a millionaire, four times over. And they were living in like a 3,700 square foot home. And on a lake, he ended up buying a 7,000 square foot home. Four stories with an elevator. Two-car garage attached to the house. He went and built another two-car garage with a maid's quarters on top on a lake. Beautiful home. And his wife calls that home their temporary home. Think about that. You live in a 7,000+ square foot home on a lake, and your wife calls it a temporary home. That's what you got to understand when it comes to women. That's a narrative that you got to understand, and you need to understand quick. That's a narrative that you're not getting past. excuse me. That's a narrative that you're not getting past. That's how it is. So if you understand that, then it's definitely not a problem with you moving forward and acting as just. Now, what exactly is the protocol of what is the protocol of a mother when you and her separate? What is the protocol? All right? What is the protocol? The protocol when you and a woman separate is to collect the protocol. Is to collect. I'm sorry. That's why I had to pause. The protocol with the woman when you and her separate, there's a protocol. And that protocol was displayed with Russell Simmons over this weekend, over the Father's Day weekend. And that protocol was dirt, to create dirt, not to collect, I'm sorry. The protocol is to create dirt. How do you create dirt? Notice I didn't say collect. I say to collect, I have to correct myself. It's to create dirt. So let me help you understand how a woman creates dirt. I watched a video of a woman that went to feed her kid immediately after she picked the child up from the father, went into the store, broke the chicken breast up into big chunks, and said, look, every time she's holding the camera, every time I pick her up from him, she's hungry. Look, she's eating these big old chunks. As opposed to saying, my child can choke off these chunks, me trying to create a narrative for her father. That's what women do. Nothing, no type of clothing possible is going to be sufficient enough for the child. The mother is always going to have something to say about it. Case in point. One time, I was with my former daughter, Atiyah LaShawn Bradley's daughter. Notice I always say her name in full so y'all can go find her on social media and say, that big ugly dude talking about you. He's talking about you. And you can sue him because it's slander. Yeah, estrogen, you would think that. Once again, there's two mind states, an adult and a child. And that is alone is childish. I'm an adult over here. We don't do nothing slanderous. We speak facts. And our facts break facts. Okay, let's be clear about that. But Atiyah LaShawn Bradley's daughter and I was out, my former daughter. And I said, it started to get cold. Us living in Pennsylvania, we are in Jersey. So I went to the store and said, get you a coat. She picks out a coat. It's time to drop her off. She got the coat on. The less than 30 seconds that it takes for the child to leave my car and go over to her mama car, Atiyah LaShawn Bradley got something to say. You going to buy her this purple jacket? I said, she picked it out. That is an example of a woman creating dirt. Because there is none, people. You will allow a woman, you will say in your mind, she's complaining about me. She goes to court and complains about me. No. She's going to court creating a complaint about you. It's a difference. It's a difference. Over the Father's Day weekend, Russell Simmons was out and about. He wasn't out and about. Over the weekend, over the Father's Day weekend 2023, Russell Simmons got into a squall on social media with his daughter and said some very interesting things. So let me help y'all understand that Kimora Lee Simmons, her new husband, she's a Simmons and she's attracted to money. So she goes and deal with a guy that claiming, because she's always got to try and top Russ. So she goes, Kimora Lee Simmons, she goes and get with a guy that's caught up in a $4 billion fraud. It was fined $44 million. And so what does Kimora Lee Simmons do? She do the typical thing that a street chick do to support her busted nigga. She goes and she liquidates some stock to help this guy out. Let me tell you how powerful the woman's manipulation is. Even in that situation, the children are not looking at their mother as, you're supporting a criminal with our daddy's money. You're not married to him no more. He's your ex-husband. He's my daddy still. That man is still their father. Nope. The kid said, nope, it's kick dirt on daddy day. So what did I just say? They create dirt. They create it because there is none. There is none. So what she did was the daughter starts to insult by telling the mother on social media, Happy Mother's Day. Russell Simmons then responded with, instead of asking me why didn't I fight harder to be a father, ask your mother, why did I have to fight in the first place? But these are logical adult questions. Kids, they're kids. Kids will be kids. I stated earlier, there are two mind states, an adult and a child. An adult will not ask A child, excuse me, will not ask an adult conversation, adult question. They won't do that. Once again, a child will not ask an adult question. They will be and remain childish. Kamora Lee Simmons then jumps in and says, thank you, blah, 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 blah. And they're going at Russ. And Kamora Lee Simmons then says something to the fact, you need to support your daughters. Russell Simmons then responded back with, if you want to support lavish lifestyles of adult children, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not doing it. That's why Russell Simmons shut off the debit card. He was supposed to do that. Now Kamora Lee Simmons is navigating herself around social media, shopping around support, shopping the situation around for support. People, there's only one way to look at this. It's the same way to look at when Master P's son, Romeo, took to social media to air out a difference between him and his father. But what did Master P do? Because the claim was made that my father was living off of my money from Nickelodeon. Master P then did what an adult does. Master P came on a social media platform and said, "Name the largest artist on Nickelodeon. I think it was Miley Cyrus at 50,000 an episode." Master P said, "Okay, Miley Cyrus was the largest." I'm using her for an example. I think she was. I think that's what he said, but I'm using that for right now. For today, allow me to use that. I didn't do the research, and remember what he said, but just allow me to say this. Don't quote me on that, but it was somebody that made a lot of money. He said, Romeo only made $6,000 an episode. He said, my taxes was $5 million. How are you going to pay $5 million in taxes with $6,000. He said, y'all remember that house that I had with the gold furnishings in it? He said, I told him, go and take that. That's how he paid his $5 million in debt. But if you let y'all, if the nigger world tells it, Romeo, it would have been believed that $6 million can somehow pay a $5 million debt. This is what happens when the child speaks on the adult. In the same case as Kamora Lee Simmons, the child is given a platform to pass judgment on her father. They are living the lifestyle that they are living today because of one Russell Simmons. That's why they got the lifestyle that they got. And when you decide you want to try and air out your dirty laundry on social media, you got to understand there are people that know. So let me reiterate. Kamora Lee Simmons is not in support of her daughter respecting her father. She's not in support of that. Let me tell you what she is in support of. She's in support of a deadbeat. She's in support of She's in support of an individual that's involved in a scam. All right? That's what she's in support of. Now, let us look at it, what it says. It says, lawyers for Kamora Lee Simmons are denying allegations the former husband, the former fashion model, helped extradite husband Tim Lessener hide tens of millions of dollars that was stolen. The $4.5 billion embezzlement scheme. So Kamora Lee Simmons, her husband, is involved in a $4.5 billion-dollar embezzlement scheme. She don't want to talk about that. She'd rather kick dirt on her children's husband. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at the article right now, and it says, Kamora Lee Simmons denied helping husband hide stolen cash. Now, for all those that want to read that as it says, let me help you read it another way. It says, Kamora Lee Simmons denied helping husband hide stolen cash. It does not say Kamora Lee Simmons is stating that husband did not steal the cash in the first place. It did not say that. It's saying lawyers for Kamora Lee Simmons, not lawyers for Kamora Lee Simmons and husband. So she lawyered up. She lawyered up. Lawyers for Kamora Lee Simmons are denying allegations that she is helping her estranged husband tens of millions of dollars in a $4.5 billion embezzlement scheme. For some reason, that's off limits. But Russell Simmons and how well a position he put his family in life, that's up on table for discussion. We can talk about that. Isn't it amazing? It is so amazing. That's off the table. That is not to be discussed. When I tell y'all I don't get it and I never will. And here's what I'm talking about. How does an individual do wrong, know they're doing wrong, and abort that as a conversation or abort that as a topic of discussion and do as Kamora Lee Simmons is doing, trying to kick dirt on Russell Simmons? That's what you guys got to understand. If you don't understand anything else, you have to understand that. You will never, ever be in a position where you can teach a woman out of this narrative. You won't. You can't teach a woman out of this narrative. She done had his baby, she done dropped his baby. And so let's go into this here. Why is Russell Simmons suing Kamora Lee Simmons? In 2021, Russell Simmons sued, alleging that she stole shares, as I stated, in the company to pay her fine for then-partner Tim Lesseman. She sold shares. And one thing a man is not going to do, a man is not going to support a woman's new man. He's not doing that. But what does it also say? There's two ways you can look at this. You can look at this from this perspective. Kamora Lee Simmons wanted to try and make the world believe that she is a money diva. She wants the world to think that she is actually the creative mind of the lane that her husband gave her. She's not. That's one. Number two, obviously don't have no money. Or three, she is using and when I say she is doing this fragrantly. You know, she is just saying, not only am I going to help my new man, I am going to use my ex-husband's money to help my new man. Because nothing stimulates a woman more than to say, I'm screwing you but I'm doing it blatant, fragrantly doing it to you. Nothing gets a woman more than to laugh at you. A tear of Sean Bradley. Where did I get this from? A Taylor Sean Bradley, a woman that I bear a child with, a woman that I was paying $410 a month for private school, picking a child up every day and living in after school care, doing homework with the child every day, feeding the child dinner 20 nights out of the week, out of the month, excuse me. And a Taylor Sean Bradley took me to child support for $259 and laughed at me when she did it. $410 a month. Feeding the child every day, picking the child up from school, eliminating after school care. That was about $600 at that time, saving a Teela Sean Bradley. And the Teela Sean Bradley said, well, since you want to be a father, I got that in the bag. But I'm going to take you down for child support. Just stimulate my, get my dopamine hit. And dig this. I was to be so nice. Oh. I was going to still do all that. Once he took me down for child support, I said, well, I'm not picking the child up no more. So do you think the $259 I was paying for child support, do you think that a month now, do you think that covered after school care? Nope. She stood strongly on her bull. I had no problem when she did it. That perspective of a child, and that is just what women do. That's what they do. You cannot understand this narrative no other way. That is how it is, and that is what they do. People, I want to thank you guys for checking me out for this edition of The Low with Nerd Solo. I also want to thank individuals for checking me out over on Prime Supreme, Speaks Facts Unplugged. We do this every morning at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., but people, it's Friday. I kind of cut things short on Friday, eliminate this thing to just 1 hour on Fridays. But listen, man, if you find me on any of my social media platforms, do like, share, subscribe, support me, and I will definitely appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend, y'all. Have a good day.